Well, Wall Street hit another wall today as the markets, particularly tech stocks, headed south. We'll detail all of that in the upcoming market report. It is the Business News Hour for Wednesday, the 24th of October. Thanks for being here. The sale of new homes is slowing down, and there are two big reasons. Americans love to buy stuff from China, but watch out. Our love for Chinese goods is going to get more costly. Walmart has just announced a new strategy to take market share from Amazon. Corporate America, it would seem, has a problem, a big problem, and it seems to be women. A new study out today looks at the painful reality of being alone in the workplace. Those stories and more, plus in for the interview is Tim Gannon, who is seeking the opportunity to become the next Secretary of Agriculture for Iowa. A farmer, Gannon says he has a unique perspective on answers to many of Iowa's problems when it comes to trade, soil, water, and the rural economy. Tim Gannon, yet today on the Business News Hour.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AURION.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. The Business News is next.
Let's double your business revenue. How? Arion helps you save time and money by helping you through your employment challenges. A recent study revealed that organizations like Arion can help you double your revenue by handling your HR tasks like payroll, benefits, onboarding, and compliance. With Arion as your HR partner, you'll also experience more productivity, better benefits, and mitigated risk, all while doing what you love to do, your business. Start increasing your revenue. Visit AURION.com.
When you think about AARP, you no doubt think about aging. In reality, AARP Iowa is all about family. From lifting up family caregiving concerns to the Iowa legislature, to providing reliable information on fraud, to supporting art and culture, AARP is all about creating a better state for all of us. Learn more and get connected with the real possibilities of AARP Iowa. Google AARP Iowa. And let's get started with you and your family. AARP Iowa. We're really about possibilities. Insight on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Tero International. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tero. TERO.com. And the Iowa Business Journals. News and information for small to mid-sized businesses. IowaBusinessJournals.com.
Hey, welcome back to the Wednesday edition of the Business News Hour. I'm your host, Michael Libby. You want to reach out to us on Twitter? Do that. We are at IOB_NewsHour. Me personally, you can find me at Michael Libby. Libby is spelled LIBBIE. Let's get into it. Home builders, you know, were warned about an impending slowdown in new home sales, but many didn't heed the warnings. According to the Census Bureau, new home sales in September fell by 5.5%. And while that's bad, what's worse is that new home sales are off 13% from a year ago. The number of new home sales is the worst since December of 2016. But that is only part of the problem. Rising interest rates may keep home buyers out of the market already. The length of time houses are on the market is increasing on nearly a daily basis. And sellers are beginning to notice, which could bring the sale prices down. One more piece of information. According to the Mortgage Bankers Association, mortgage applications to purchase a home are now flat compared with a year ago and may move lower in the coming weeks if interest rates don't fall back. Stay tuned. Well, you know, Americans buy plenty of Chinese-made goods. Barbecue grills, luggage, mattresses. There's a long list of consumer items that China has a near stranglehold on when it comes to supplying them to U.S. consumers. Now, it's true that the Trump tariffs may be a financial win for manufacturers in Southeast Asia and Mexico. But the reality is that shifting sources can be very, very pricey. Now, while travel goods are just one of the items that are going up in price, there's a raft of other things that China is the main supplier of. For example, the U.S. imported 353 million bikes. 92% of those come from China. Some 90% of the world's LED lighting comes from China, and 85% of American imports of frozen tilapia fillets come from Chinese fish farms. None of those items can be quickly sourced from other manufacturers. Now, if Trump extends a tariff to hit another $267 billion in Chinese goods, children's shoes, baby clothes, and sweaters would be among the items that would be hard to shift production to a source elsewhere. That, according to the American Apparel and Footwear Association. So whatever happens, U.S. consumers will be paying more, or they'll have to alter their buying habits, and that could put a dent in the economy. Well, Walmart is out to take on Amazon big time, and they've brought up a new weapon just in time for the holiday season. The company is extending its free shipping offer to include not just items on its shelves or in its warehouses, but also to millions of items from its marketplace partners. The retailer will also be saying that, well, they've said they're launching the ability to facilitate returns of any of these items to stores beginning in November. There's a lot to risk with what Walmart has just announced, but the company had to take that risk or lose more market share to Amazon. Besides, having so many brick-and-mortar stores for returns should be a major leg up in the digital battle for shoppers this holiday season. Here is something to consider. It's the onlys. According to a new study, corporate America's bid to increase female representation in the workplace is moving at a glacial pace. More than 64,000 U.S. employees at 279 companies were surveyed, and one in five reported that they were often or always the only female employee in the room. For women in senior or technical roles, the onlys number jumped to 40%. Many reported that the consequence of being the only woman in the room was often needing to provide additional evidence of their competence, regularly being mistaken for someone junior, facing demeaning comments, or being subjected to sexual harassment. The experiences are even worse for women of color. Almost half said they are often the only person of their race at work. The survey found that they are even more likely to feel excluded, scrutinized, and closely watched. Think of this. 64,000 employees in the survey of 279 companies. Wow. Well, if you thought last week was rough, this week is shaping up to be one of the worst for the markets in a very long time. Today, the Dow sank by over 600 points, and the NASDAQ and S&P 500 also hit a wall. Any gains for the Dow, by the way, for the entire year were wiped out today. The markets were led down by reevaluations in tech stocks, and all of this is happening in advance of more than 100 S&P companies due to release earnings reports. Due to report are Amazon, Alphabet, and NBC Universal Comcast. So far, 80% of the companies that have reported have topped earnings expectations, but investors are still walking away. For months, analysts have said that many tech stocks were overvalued, and it would seem investors are starting to see a way to sell off tech in favor of less volatile industries. Gainers were few today, but among them was, interestingly enough, Tupperware, Trivago, and Lithia Motors. Big losers today were First Commonwealth Financial off by 17%, Six Flags Entertainment down by over 15%, and offshore bank and wealth management corporation Butterfield & Son off a whopping 22%. Tech shares fell broadly, adding to their steep losses from this month. S&P 500 technology sector is down by more than 7% so far in October. Today, Facebook and Alphabet both fell by more than 1%, while Apple slipped 0.8%. At the bell, it was the Dow and its blue chips off by 608 points and change to end the day at 24,583. The NASDAQ off by nearly 4.5% to close at 7108, and the S&P 500 fell by over 3% to 26.56. Even with equities down, gold also suffered today, off by $1.70 to $1,235.10 an ounce. Crude oil fell by 18 cents to $66.25 a barrel, and the 10-year T-note also down a bit to 3.1%. One word about the markets today? Ouch. And we've got two more trading days ahead. Remember when we told you that October has always been a tough month for the markets? Yeah, that. Coming up next for the interview, it's Tim Gannon, the Democratic candidate for Iowa's Secretary of Agriculture. We'll be talking about trade, soil, water, and the rural economy that's being impacted on a number of fronts. Stay with us. An in-depth conversation with farmer and Ag Secretary candidate Tim Gannon.